After a hot summer in the U.S. job market, there are signs of a cooling trend. The Labor Department said this morning that U.S. employers added 263,000 jobs last month. That's a modest slowdown from the month before, but here's the thing. The cooling demand for workers is actually welcome news for the Federal Reserve, which is trying to curb inflation. For more on this, we're joined by NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, what does this report tell us about the job market?
Well, it shows that September saw another solid month of job gains, but not quite as strong as the month before. The economy added about 16% fewer jobs in September than it did in August. By most measures, this is still a pretty hot job market, but I guess you could say we've gone from a rolling boil to a simmer. And as you mentioned, that's a good thing as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned.
And why is that?
The Fed's been worried that the job market has been running too hot, that there's more demand for workers than there are people to fill those jobs, and the resulting competition for workers has been pushing wages up unusually fast. Of course, rising wages is usually a good thing for workers, but it can also help to drive inflation. So the Fed's been looking to get a better balance between help wanted signs and job applicants. We did get an encouraging signal earlier this week when a report came out showing that job openings had dropped by about 10% in August, even as the pace of hiring held pretty steady. Economist Neela Richardson, who's with the payroll processing company ADP, says that's kind of the sweet spot for the central bank.
I think this is good news for the Federal Reserve that you are seeing some softening in early stage demand, but still continuation in hiring.
We did see a little slowdown in wage growth last month. Average wages in September were up 5% from a year ago. That's compared to a 5.2% annual gain the month before.
That softening that Richardson is talking about, where do we see that?
One area is manufacturing. Factories added 22,000 jobs in September, down from 27,000 in August and 37,000 in July. That slowdown is consistent with a new survey we got from factory managers earlier this week. It showed that they're a little less desperate to hire people than they had been. Tim Fiore, who oversees the survey for the Institute for Supply Management, says factory orders have started to slow down, and so managers are not sure they're going to need as many workers in the months to come.
I think we definitely have a slowdown here, and it's really hard to hire somebody this month and 3-4 months from now let them go. So, you know, people are being a lot more cautious.
Fiore says he's not seeing layoffs in factories, but some manufacturers are imposing hiring freezes, and when people quit, they're not being replaced as quickly. On the services side of the economy, though, we're not seeing that kind of slowdown. They still saw big job gains last month in bars and restaurants. They added 60,000 workers. Healthcare also added 60,000 jobs.
Does this report at all foreshadow what could be ahead?
You know, as of this summer, the U.S. had replaced all the jobs that it lost early in the pandemic. ADP's Richardson says any job growth from here on out is going to depend in part on how many more people come off the sidelines and start looking for work.
The more people who come back to the labor market, the more likely we'll see some loosening in hiring conditions and a continuation of these steady gains.
You know, we saw a big influx of workers in August when nearly 800,000 people joined or rejoined the workforce. But today's report shows, unfortunately, that trend did not continue in September. In fact, 57,000 people dropped out of the workforce last month. That's why the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, matching a half-century low.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.